let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I was blessed the other day by reading in the diary of Mrs. Robinson how she came to God with a wavering attitude. She was seeking healing, and she had seen so many people that were healed. And she said that she was chattering like a crane, like Hezekiah said when he prayed for healing. And she was running from one meeting to another, and she was constantly saying, why am I not getting healed? Sometimes she was full of joy and full of confidence, and the next day she was down in the dumps again. And so one day one man came to her, one of the brethren, and he said, "Sister, you don't stay put." And he used that illustration, which we have often heard, of Moses, when God showed him the rock and said, "Now you stand by that rock, and I will allow my glory to pass by." And he said, "Now what do you suppose Moses did when God gave him that promise?" "Well, he stood on the rock." "What else?" "Well, nothing else." "Don't you think he ran down the road once in a while to see whether the glory wasn't coming? Didn't he get anxious to wonder why God wasn't coming more swiftly? Maybe he had forgotten his promise." And she says it didn't need any explanation. That's exactly what she had been doing. She was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And she was persuaded from the Bible that it was God's supreme will to heal the sick, to heal her. She knew that. She had settled that with God, because by his stripes we are healed. And she understood, too, that God had himself taken her infirmities, and that Jesus Christ was the guarantee of all the promises of God. They were all yea and amen in him. But she said when for a long time she was tested in her body, she became anxious. And that's the reason she didn't get any healing. And then when this man used this illustration, she said then she settled it with God. And she realized that she had to stand on the rock and not jump off every once in a while and run down the road and see whether the glory wasn't coming. She was sure it would come. And she said it did come in a marvelous way. And she, of course, received a great deal more than she expected, but not until she gave up her wavering attitude and gave up all her anxiety.